I don't know. Of course, I live on the lake, and it's just beautiful there. My children grew up on the lake, and they had lots to do. I mean, they used to swim in the lake, and we had woods up across the road from us. And at that time, the kids used to take their tents up there and sleep overnight. And when my girls were growing up, they and their girlfriends would ride their horses up and take their dogs, and I'd take the camping equipment up with the car, and they would spend the night, and you never worried about them as mm-hmm. far as anybody bothering them, but you wouldn't dare do that today. You know, it was a lot different.
Your daughters had horses?
Mm-hmm.
Were they, did they belong to your family?
Well, when Becky was 13, she got her horse, and she had it while she was in high school. And then, of course, she went to college, and we sold it. And then Pat, when she was 8 years old, she found this pony, and so it was down behind a friend's house in a pasture, and so she used to go down to our friends and go down in the pasture with the horses and make bridles out of hay wire or hay twine, and she'd get on the pony bareback and ride it all over. And so when they were going to get rid of the horses, and so my friend called the owner and said, "Are you going to get rid of that little pony?" And he said, "Yes." So she said, "How much would you take for it?" And he said, $50. So she called us, and we said, "Okay, we'd take him," you know. So she had him, and she used to make jumps in the backyard, and she'd jump them, and then she wanted a horse. So we kept the pony and got a horse, and she took riding lessons. And so she had a horse until she was, you know, well into high school, and then she decided she didn't want him anymore. So we sold him. And but now they're both married and have two children, a boy and a girl each, and they both have horses. So they're riding again.
Mm-hmm. So the being able to enjoy outside and everything is an excellent point about upstate New York. What would you say is one of the worst things about being from around here?
Well, you don't have, you know, like in the city, you have plays, you have a lot of cultural things, except that we do have them in Utica, a lot of things. And, you know, if people want to see them, they can just go to Utica. And also, we have the opera here, and things are, you know, I don't see too much disadvantage, really. You know, I like it up here, and I think, you know, some people just like the city, mm-hmm. and I think that's something I like smaller towns.
So you don't mind the weather?
No, I really don't, you know. I don't mind the change of seasons. I'm lucky right now because I get to go to Florida for a couple of weeks, but I never did mind it.
Do you have any epic snow winter stories from all your
time here? We've had a lot of snow over the years. I remember getting stuck on 28, you know, in snow drifts and having to be pulled out by the tow truck by the snowplow. I know we've had, my husband had, he traveled to Herkimer for 33 years, and he used to go through some terrible, terrible winters years ago. I don't think we have those type winters now, you know.
Do you think the weather's changed?
Oh my goodness, yes. I mean, we used to have some awful snowstorms, but I mean, now we get a bad snowstorm and you know, we think it's terrible, but I think when we we used to get a lot more and a lot more snow, because 28 used to be closed a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't close as often anymore?
It doesn't close as often, no. You have it closed once in a while, but not very often.
What would people do when 28 closed?
Well, they go through the Ilian Gorge. Mm. It's a longer ride, but it's sheltered, so it doesn't get the blowing that 28 does.
I already asked you if you had any additional thoughts. Well, you work in a library. What is your favorite book?
Oh, I don't know. I think I got lots of favorite books.
Well, you're allowed to.
I don't really know.
What's your favorite type of book?
I like history. I mean, I like historical novels, I guess. And I also like biographies or autobiographies. But I read a lot. Yeah.
Did you see yourself working in a library? Is this...
No.
Just in an office, or...
Yeah. Well, I think the only reason I was over here was because they needed somebody at the desk, and... Mm-hmm. And they were getting, so they were thinking about changing the phone system, I think, you know. And so I came over here, and I was here for about 2 years when I got through.
Did you ever work over at the farm, on the Farmers Museum side?
I never worked in the farm itself, just at the ticket office.
So they didn't have any of your craft kind of programs over there either?
Well, we always worked over here with those. Yeah. But of course, we always worked like Harvest Festival and things like that, you know. We made the cider or the Moselle for years, Bev Olmsted and I.
You say the Wassail, they usually do that during Harvest Festival, or I've always had a Candlelight Evening.
Oh, it is Candlelight Evening. Yes, that's right. But we did work Harvest Festival too, and but no, we made that for Candlelight Evening, right?
Mm-hmm. How long have they, at least as far as you know, been doing Harvest Festival for?
Gosh, I think from the time I was here, I'm pretty sure.
Is it different than it was when you first started?
Well, I wasn't too involved in it at first, so I really don't know. But, you know, I'm sure they have some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, is there any maybe final remarks you'd like to say about...
Gosh.
Anything at all?
I can't think of any.
Your whole life, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, right. Nothing to say.
Well, thank you very, very much for agreeing to sit down and speak with me. It means a lot to the graduate program to be able to speak with community members.
Uh-huh.
So thank you again for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I'll be typing up your transcript so you have a chance to look over it and giving it to you so you can look at it. And then the final product will be at some point in December.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.